Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Push the button where it says mic on. The red button.
Hello, hello. Oh. Oh. Oh, boy. How in the heck did that happen? It's 11 a.m. I can't. Fuck it. No, I can't do this fucking thing.
Just do it.
I lost it. Lost my rhythm. It's hard to go in there.
Here, I'll go first.
It's all right. No. Go ahead and do your thing still. It'll be all right.
They set the goddamn clock.
Okay, I'll go first. Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all of you Gemini who have a birthday today, June 2nd, 2012, happy, happy birthday. Success is easier for you to create than it once was. Having picked up shortcuts, you'll skip to what works. In June, you'll rally the troops and lead them to victory. Relationships fortify you in July. And one in particular stands out. For all other Gemini, here is your horoscope. Even if your current situation isn't ideal, and whose is, you wouldn't want to go back to where you were. Your lucky numbers are 6, 49, 2, 39, and 18. Welcome to June. It is a month of June, the month of leaves and roses, when pleasant sights salute the eyes and pleasant scents the noses. June is also a good month to talk to a zebra. Zebra Question by Shel Silverstein. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days? Or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways? Or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on. And on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again. But today I feel silly by Jamie Lee Curtis. Today I feel silly. Mom says it's the heat. I put rouge on the cat and gloves on my feet. I ate noodles for breakfast and pancakes at night. I dressed like a star and was quite a sight. Today I am angry. You'd better stay clear. My face is all pinched and red ear to ear. Today I am cranky, so nothing seems right. I have diarrhea and broke my new kite. I did my first solo in hip-hop and jazz. This day's been so great, I am full of pizzazz. I'd rather feel silly, excited or glad, than cranky or grumpy, discouraged or sad. But moods are just something that happen each day. Whatever I'm feeling inside is okay. How do you feel today? I feel great. The sun is about to shine. Here comes the sun, la 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 la. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. La, 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 la. He's insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. Now back to the Chickster. Back to the Chickster.
Yes, I'm insane in the membrane. I can't take it, folks. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. I don't know what... Oh, shut up. Shut up. Oh, crazy, you people are crazy. It's 11 a.m. and welcome to Chickster's Nest, only on SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your host who's crazy, the one who loves you the most, from the mountains, flowing from the oceans, through the toilets, from Romania, to a blowjob from Aunt Sally and a snow job from Frosty. Hello, ladies and gentilia, ladies and germs. Hello, fuckheads. Hello, wiggling worms and penises that squirm. Hello to all lesbians, thespians, vegetarians, vegan heads, and dickheads. The good, the bad, and the plain fucking ugly. Welcome to Chickster's Nest on SkidRowStudios.com. It's 11 a.m. Thanks for joining this mental institution. And I assure you, folks, no admission to get in. You just have to be insane in the membrane, like your host, the Chickster. Yes, my friends, they nicknamed me the Chickster. They nicknamed me Peanut Butter because I'm half nuts. Skid Row Studios is located in the proud, dilapidated section of downtown Los Angeles. Built with integrity. Wine bottles, tin cans, cork balls, crayons, chicken wire, Kotex, spit and gum. All you really need, folks, is a rusty old shopping cart, 2 buck chug, a pillow, a blanket, a douche bag, a package of prophylactics, a box of cornflakes and donuts, a blanket, a roll of toilet paper, and a poop scooper, some corrugated cardboard, a Bible, and a shotgun, and you're all set. I assure you, the Chickster is not insane. I will not break an egg. I will not lay an egg or lay a hen or stand behind a fucking sheep. I know I'm nuts. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm insane. What's going on? I can't help it if I'm nuts. I can't help it if I'm crazy. I can't help it if I see the white goats coming. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. That's what I'll do. I'll tear up paper. I'll tear up paper for an hour. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. To go to sound effects. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. I don't know what the hell to do. Will you shut up? I might be crazy, but I'm not insane. What's the matter with you? Okay, you had a hangover last night. Didn't you take tomato juice like I told you to take? Here, take a glass of milk. You don't want it? How about some yummy yum donuts? Oh, how about a frijole or an enchilada? Yeah, you changed your mind. Oh, boy. Now you want to jump off of the building? Oh, come on. Come on. At least jump. Have a little snack here. How about a little kidney pie? Where'd you come from?
Oh, come on. Get away from my crotch. I know I'm small, but come on. What's the matter? 3 inches is hard to take? You stop making fun of me. You're the one that wears a merkin. Ah, oh, boy. Crazy. Who threw a rock in my window? There's a note here. You're insane, Chickster. I knew that. You didn't have to write me. Why must we be crazy? Because we think differently. Maybe we just don't want to be robots and take things the way they happen to be.
We're not crazy, Chickster. Just about as sane as you. You are the one that needs help.
People paint their faces and wear clown clothes every day. I know what you're thinking. I'm a child. Who cares what I have to say?
Sanity and fashion are one of the same. Testing the limits in this world. But who's to say anybody will listen to me? I'm just a little girl.
A crazy person tells no lies, projecting what they feel inside. A crazy person can't be blamed for those they cure or hurt or maim. A crazy person can't be told if they're a child or grow old. A crazy person makes us see that crazy person might be me. Because I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane! Go Dodgers! I'm insane in the membrane! Got myself a purple car. Got myself a purple guitar. Got my penis slammed in the bedroom door. My wife wanted sex, but I knew I was sure. I finally kicked down the fucking door. Watched the movie Color of Purple on my new 50-inch TV that was purple and spilled a big glass of grape juice all over me. The poodle licked it up and was tickled pink. And I said the color was purple. And the poodle gave me a wink. And my wife washed her hair in our new purple sink. But the smell of peroxide made her hair stink. And we went to breakfast and had purple jelly on toast, purple bacon and purple roast, and purple pie and coffee just to boast. Driving home on the freeway, as happy as can be, I huffed and puffed on a purple Cuban cigar, driving along in my new Cadillac purple car. Suddenly, there was suspense. I smashed into a purple fence while me and my wife were feeling tense. And a purple police car took down a report. It looks like I might have to go to court. As the policeman picked up his purple shorts and scratched his warts, me and my wife were okay. What do I do? What do we do? We were just feeling a little purple and blue, and I just had a few scabs as I called a purple cab. And in the morning, we both were feeling kind of mellow. But we decided to change the color purple. From now on, everything will be yellow.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, in the midst of a memory, you wonder stars begin to flicker in the sky. Oh my, through the midst of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. Where am I? In the still of the night. Once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always be here in my deep purple dream.
Yeah, that was Deep Purple. Wolfman Jack. Oh! Yeah, send me $5.25 and back to the Chickster.
Thank you, Wolfman. There once was a fellow McSweeney who spilled some gin on his weenie. Just to be couth, he added vermouth, then slipped his girl a martini. There once was a man, Robin Hood, who lived in Nottingham Wood. He learned how to FK from old Friar Tuck and made Marion whenever he could. There once was a fellow O'Doole who found red spots on his tool. The doctor, a cynic, said, "Get the hell out of me clinic and wipe off that lipstick, fool." A pirate, history relates, was suffering with some of his mates when he slipped on a cutlass, which rendered him nutless and practically useless on dates. There once was a woman named Jill who swallowed an exploding pill. They found her vagina in North Carolina and her tits in a tree in Brazil. There once was a plumber from Lee who was plumbing his girl by the sea. She said, "Stop your plumbing! There's somebody coming!" Said the plumber, "Still plumbing? It's me." A right twisted wench from Capri's orgasmed each time that she sneezed to the druggiest she went and laid down her last cent, said, "A barrel of snuff, if you pleased." There once was a man from Madras whose balls were made out of brass. When he'd bang them together, they'd play stormy weather and lightning would shoot out of his ass. There once was a man from East Kent whose tool was so long that it bent. To save her some trouble, he folded it double, and instead of coming, he went. There once was a man from Bonaire who was doing his wife in midair. When the banister broke, he doubled his stroke and finished her off in midair. Now, this right old man was sicken. He had a dozen hen ripen for the pickin'. He'd chase him around with his trousers pulled down, and he'd say, "What's the matter, you chicken?" A bear taking a dump asked a rabbit, "Does shit stick to your fur as a habit?" "Of course not," said the hare. "It's really quite rare." So the bear wiped his ass with the rabbit. To his friend, Ned said, rather blue, "My wife Edith just told me we're through, for she says I'm too fat." And his friend told him that, "You can't have your cake and eat it too." There once was a girl named Tristan, whose beer that she ordered was pissed in. She said, "I don't think," as she spit out her drink, on the menu that one was listed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Chickster. This is SkidRowStudios.com. Tune us in right now.
When you're smiling, When you're smiling,
the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing,
keep on laughing.
The sun comes shining through.
But when you're crying, Dean,
you bring out the rain.
So stop your whining.
Be happy again.
Cause when you're smiling,
keep on smiling, Jerry.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
With me, Jerry?
No, with me, Dean.
Oh, I think you're fucking nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I just want you to know that Mercedes came out with a new exciting model sports car. This is for 2013, the EZDT model, Deep Throat, a phallic-shaped looking car that takes balls to drive it. Introducing the Penis Benz. Looks like a fucking hot dog, a penile stick shift that rises to the top. Simply test drive it and you will like it. Tell the salesman to bite the weenie. Sit in luxury, plush foreskin seats. Grab the penile stick shift. Take a nice ride. J.D. Powers calls the Penis Benz the most exciting climax of the year. Payments might be a little sticky, but it's well worth it. The 2013 Penis Benz. Measure for measure, it'll be well worth it. Just ask Ron Jeremy for a test drive. Go ahead. Give it a try. Give it a try. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster waving his hand into oblivion. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster on SkidRowStudios.com waving the hand. Yes. Yes, that was Nino Rota, Bacasillo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, coming up is up-to-the-minute, last-second news with claustrophobia. Good morning, all sewing mothers and constituents, and grandpas with herpes, and all fucks in America. Welcome to up-to-the-minute, last-second news. I'm your correspondent, Claustrophobia, bringing it all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep. And the Hollywood sign is an honor to keep. And I wish to hell Harpo would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the Angelinos beep. Where the hell are you? Bunch of honkies? That's enough. I said that's... You're fucking pissing me off. Flash, this just in. Boise, Idaho. Something went wrong in jet crash, experts say. Chicago, Illinois. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers. Yonkers, Connecticut. Safety experts say school bus passengers should be belted. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Drunk gets 9 months in violin case. Jersey City. Survivor of Siamese twins joins parents. Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Farmer Bill dies in house. Iraqi head seeks arms. British left waffles on the Falkland Islands. Lung cancer in women mushrooms. Columbus, Ohio. Eyes drop off shelf. Marion, Illinois. Teacher strikes idle kids. Shot off woman's leg helps Woods to 66 in golf tournament. Drexel Hill, Philadelphia. Engaged cow injures farmer with axe. At Temple City, Arizona, stolen paintings found by tree. And drunken drivers paid $1,000 in 84. Afghanistan war dims hopes for peace. And Cleveland, Ohio, red tape holds up bridge. Catalina, California, typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead. This is Claustrophobia for up-to-the-minute, last-second news. That's the way it is. That's the way it shouldn't be. This is your corresponding host signing off and just about to piss off, saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good summer. I love you too. Good riddance. So long. Thank you, Closter. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished, the lovely, the beautiful Una Moon.
Hello again. This is Una Moon, back to give you some words of wisdom and poetry from one of my favorite poets, Shel Silverstein. Now some funny words of wisdom. If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends? If everything seems to be going well, you have obviously overlooked something. When I'm not in my right mind, my left mind gets pretty crowded. Everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film. There are three sides to any argument: your side, my side, and the right side. Peanut butter sandwich. I'll sing you a poem of a silly young king who played with the world at the end of a string, but he only loved one single thing, and that was just a peanut butter sandwich. His scepter and his royal gowns, his regal throne and golden crowns were brown and sticky from the mounds and drippings from each peanut butter sandwich. His subjects all were silly fools, for he had passed a royal rule that all that they could learn in school was how to make a peanut butter sandwich. He would not eat his sovereign steak. He scorned his soup and kingly cake and told his courtly cook to bake an extra sticky peanut butter sandwich. And then one day he took a bite and started chewing with delight, but found his mouth was stuck quite tight from that last bite of peanut butter sandwich. His brother pulled, his sister pried, the wizard pushed, his mother cried, "My boy's committed suicide from eating his last peanut butter sandwich." The dentist came and the royal doc, the royal plumber banged and knocked, but still those jaws stayed tightly locked. Oh, darn that sticky peanut butter sandwich. The carpenter, he tried with pliers. The telephone man tried with wires. The firemen, they tried with fire, but couldn't melt that peanut butter sandwich. With ropes and pulleys, drills and coil, with steam and lubricating oil. For 20 years of tears and toil, they fought that awful peanut butter sandwich. Then all his royal subjects came. They hooked his jaws with grappling chains and pulled both ways with might and main against that stubborn peanut butter sandwich. Each man and woman, girl and boy, put down their plows and pots and toys and pulled until, crack, oh joy, they broke right through that peanut butter sandwich. A puff of dust, a screech, a squeak. The king's jaw opened with a creak. And then in voice, so faint and weak, the first words that they heard him speak were, "How about a peanut butter sandwich?" Now always remember to put your zip code on all the mail you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, he's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
Crazy, I'm crazy! White coats are coming!
We're coming to take you away, Chickster. Come with us, would you?
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to a lovely place. It's an enchanting place.
I'm not going! I'm not going.
Why, are you chickening out?
I'm not that crazy. Well, maybe I am crazy, but I'm not crazy enough to go with you. You're a stranger. Get out of here. Yes, you've all heard about your raggedy melodies. Everything from opera down to harmony. But I have a little song that I will sing to you. Why, it's gonna win you through and through. There ain't much to the words, folks, but the music is grand, and you'll be singing it to the beat of the band. Now, you've all heard about your will-o'-the-wisp, but give a little, listen to this. I said, jada, jada, and jada da 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 da. Yeah, I said jada, jada. Now that's a little bit of melody. Now it's so appealing to me. I said jada, jada, jada da, jada da. I'm excited in the membrane. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Louie, that was very nice. You're as crazy as me. I didn't think I could find my double. Folks, coffee houses are gone. But a lot of coffee houses are coming back. The one that comes to mind is Starbucks. No, they don't do porno films. They brew coffee. It doesn't matter where you live. There's a Starbucks right near you.
You have a server girl that comes over to you and brings you coffee good to the last grind. She sits on your lap and she gives you a chat. Yes, you could get your coffee large or tall, and you could have her put your hand on one of your balls. But if you want a little cream, she will give you cream and tell you her dream. And yes, you will sit there relaxed and get taxed. And unfortunately, there's tax sometimes on coffee. But give it a try. Get your mojo working. Try some of the mojo coffee. And go to a Starbucks in your neighborhood. I love the aroma. The taste never wants me to go home. I love coffee. As I looked into her face, I became accustomed to it.
I've grown accustomed to his face.
She almost makes the day begin.
I've grown accustomed to the tune.
Oh, she whistles night and noon.
His smiles, his frowns,
her ups, her downs are second nature to me now.
Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met.
Surely I could always be that way again, and yet
I've grown accustomed to his looks.
I've grown accustomed to her voice.
Ooh, accustomed to his face. Accustomed to his face, it almost makes the day begin. His joys, his woes, his highs, his lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out,
rather, like a habit, one can always break, and yet
I've grown accustomed to your looks.
I've grown accustomed to your voice.
'Cause I've grown accustomed to your face.
Oh, hello again. It's just me. Hello, my lovely kings and queens out there in podcast land, living an enchanted life in the world of make-believe. Ripley believed it and sometimes not. This is your host. I gotcha. This is your host who loves you the most. Why, it's better than marmalade on raisin bread toast. My name is Libra Raunchy, but that's okay. I mean, come on. You can call me Cucaracha. You know, I'm so excited. Not that I wet my pants, but I still get fan mail. Ooh, cool me off, baby. Yes, yes, I got some letters. Oh, I'm excited. Here, let me read you this one. Dear Libra Raunchy, your performance the other night was so magnificent. You were awesome at the piano, but you sucked on the organ. Now I'm going to get rid of this one. That's a very private matter. Oh boy! I mean, after all, I once took a cat nap, and I spread out on top of a crap table at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, and the big pit boss told me I was blowing the profits. But that's a different story. Anyway, you'll have to excuse me. You know, I always have spring cleaning, but it's the truth. My chandeliers are dusty, my candelabra's getting rusty, and my rugs are looking kind of crusty. But, you know, I should get this all cleaned up in a matter of a few hours. Anyway, I just want to say that, I'm just trying to say that my piano needs a tune-up, and I thought about calling Jiffy Lube, but I already shine too much. Anyway, this is Libra Ronchi, and until next time we meet, I just want to say goodbye, and my heart's in the right place, and back to the creep. I mean back to the chickster. Well, thank you, Liberace. That was very nice. There once was a man from Racine who invented a screwing machine. Concave or convex, it would do either sex. But oh, what a bastard to clean! There once was a man from St. Clair who tried to make love on the stair. The banister broke, so he doubled his stroke. Again, he finished her off in midair. There was a young man named Snodgrass, whose balls were made out of brass. He knocked them together as he sang Stormy Weather while laughing out of his ass. There were three gals in Birmingham who had a scandal concerning them. They lifted the frock and played with the cock of the bishop while he was confirming them. Now, the bishop was nobody's fool because he was raised in a good private school. So he lowered his britches and boogered those bitches with his 10-inch episcopal tool while an old woman in a pew made his face turn a dark shade of blue, saying, "The vicar is quicker, slicker and thicker, longer and stronger than you." Oh, boy. Mary had a little lamb. Her father shot it dead. Now it goes to school with her between two hunks of bread. Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. Dozy Jill forgot the pill, and now they have a son. Mary had a little watch. She swallowed it one day. She took a dose of castor oil to pass the time away. The oil, it did not work. The time, it did not pass. So if you want to know what time it is, you'll have to look up Mary's ass. I'll just give you a signal for it. If I could only stay 16 forever, then I know that I'd be satisfied alive. All I want is wheat germ for my breakfast, a champagne fountain sizzling at my feet. Why rock a fella waiting on
Yeah, Tiny Tim. Hi, this is the Chickster. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. And I might be crazy, but I'm not insane. Maybe I am crazy, but I'm not. Okay. You could tell I'm nuts. A foolish man tells a woman to stop talking, but a wise man tells her she looks extremely beautiful when her lips are closed. Life is an ice cream. Enjoy it before it melts. I'm not rushing into being in love. I'm finding fourth grade hard enough. Men should keep their eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. All tragedies are finished by death, and all comedians end it by a marriage. We sleep in separate rooms. We have dinner apart. We take separate vacations. We're doing everything we can to keep our marriage together. A good friend will bail you out of jail, but a best friend will be sitting next to you saying, "Damn, that was fun." The letter U, you always said you hate to see me hurt. You hate to see me cry. And all those times you hurt me, you were closing your fucking eyes. Born free, taxed to death. In a country of free speech, why are there phone bills? As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two. A onion a day keeps everyone away. Oh, I'm crying. The trouble with being punctual is that nobody's there to appreciate it. We must believe in luck, for how else can we explain the success of those we don't like? I'm going to the Blue Danube. Forget this.
But the oft-told tale is not true. For of all the things the Danube is, the Danube is not blue.
We'll just go into the theme song after this, because I don't think there'll be time. Yeah, cut the sound effects. I don't think there'll be time. Well, there might be. This is...
Your maple syrup looks a little purple. Don't believe what you have heard or you have saw.
Danube isn't blue, it's green. Oh. Danube is green as the grass in the spring. It's as green as the dollar you spend on a fling. It's as green as the paint you put in the screen. Oh, the blue of the Danube is greener than green.
The Danube isn't blue.
Am I blue?
No. Oh, no, we don't want peanut butter. We want to go right into the sound effects and the theme song if we could. Thanks. Okay.
Bye.
They tell me I'm insane in the membrane. But I got to think about this. Am I really insane? I know I'm crazy. I'm suffering from ill health, despair, madness, all manner of other unattractive, natural, and inevitable things. I tear up paper, bang my head, take a bottle of aspirin, blow a whistle, toot my horn. I don't know. I'm not crazy, am I? What do you think? Oh, I'm enjoying life. I can't take this. I can't take this. I'm crazy. I can't take it. Oh, stop it. Crazy people have bad breath and they need to brush their teeth. You know what I mean? Oh, God. Please don't smell. Don't smell your headphone. I also have a bad earwax. Comes back to haunt me. I mean, I keep seeing this woman in my head, and she keeps squeaky laughing at me. It's making me crazier. I don't know what to do, Doc. I just don't know at this point. I'm going through a period of my life where I need to adjust. I don't get it. Just don't understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls alike, I want to thank you for tuning in to Chickster's Nest. I want to thank Nicholas, our chief engineer, Una Moon, our beloved founders, Joel and Jeremy Hansen, April Habershankman, Adam Shankman, Austin Shankman, and Jared Whittam for their support. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great audience. I'm not crazy. I'm not insane. I'm really a true human being, and I love you the most. And I hope you tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Chickster's Nest. It's been nice being with you today. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.